Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy of Beaver Dam?
Hey, man, I haven't talked to you in quite a while, but what's this proposal they're talking about, ranked voting, where I think it's like sort of a Democratic-Republican strategy to give the voters more choice in elections? Have you heard about that?
Yes, I sure have, Andy. Yeah, welcome back on the air too, Andy. Yeah, let me tell you what that's about. I oppose it, but let me tell you why I oppose it. A lot of people are for it, so I want to give them their due. Give the devil his due. They have ranked voting in Maine right now and in some other areas, but Maine is the big one. With ranked voting, let's say you have four people running for a nomination, Democratic or Republican nomination for Congress. And there's a bill in that got pretty widespread support, even among Dems, that's going to be going to Tony Evers' desk for signature, and I hope he does not sign it, that provides ranked voting. There's also a bill that provides for basically getting rid of mail-in voting and drop boxes and all that. Tony will veto that. And the Republicans can't override it, but they're lying in the weeds. And if they win the gubernatorial election in 22, you can bet that we shouldn't let them do that because they will screw things up for a decade again. But ranked voting operates like this. So four people run. The top guy gets, 35%. The second one gets 25%. And the last two get the rest. If no one gets over 50%, they throw out, you went in and you say, when you voted, Andy, you go, my first choice is Smith. My second choice is Jones. And my third choice is Brown. Okay. So they throw out number four guy. Then they look and see, did anybody put him as number one as their second choice or any, who is he the second choice for? Then they give those votes to the number one to see if that puts him over 50. And if it does, then he gets the nomination. If it doesn't, they throw out the next lowest guy and they keep readjusting. Maine does it that way. And the reason I don't like that is basically right now in Wisconsin, if you have a multi-candidate primary, whoever gets a plurality, which means they don't need the majority, whoever gets the most votes gets it. That's how Rebecca Clayfish got lieutenant governor. There are a lot of other people running, and she was just right-wing and nutty, but she got it. With ranked voting, it's technically possible that somebody else could have gotten it, but I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. I mean, the fact is that most people win primaries, and if they don't win them, they come so close that even in ranked voting, they're going to win it anyway. The problem with ranked voting is it's like a feely-mealy, feel-good thing, and people have to go in there and figure out, who's my first choice, second choice? You know, the four candidates. Who's your first choice? You put a one. Who's your second, two, third, and so on. Most people don't pay a lot of attention to their second, third, and fourth choice. I mean, come on. You're going in there to vote for somebody. So a lot of it is semi just chance. And I just like the present system. But that's what it is. It is being suggested. And I'm afraid, frankly, if they can peel it away from the rest of the bill that Evers will veto, Evers might sign it. We might have ranked voting in congressional elections. I don't like it. I like the traditional way to vote. So stay tuned. But that's what you got. And Andy, thanks a lot for calling in. Good to hear from you again. I'll tell you, another strange guy, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, not a real favorite of mine. Bad news. Bad news, but he makes a lot of money. He makes a lot of money by saying stupid things that anger people. And you may think, well, why do they say these? I'll tell you what he just said. He said, teachers are disgusting. Teachers are disgusting because they could literally care less about your kids. That is so false and so disgusting itself, I can't begin to tell you. My wife was a teacher for 34 years. I've met all of her colleagues. I've met a lot of teachers. Many of them buy supplies out of their own money. Most of them stay after with no overtime to write IEPs, individual plans for kids. My wife was a speech and language pathologist. They go to meetings, they consult with parents. Teachers are all about the kids. They care about the kids. Tucker Carlson called them disgusting. Why? Because he makes tens of million of bucks a year. Rush Limbaugh made over $100 million a year. That's almost $10 million a month. A month, $10 million a month. That was Rush Limbaugh. Tucker Carlson makes millions a month. Look at Tucker Carlson. Would you hire him for your business? I'm not talking about a big business. Would you let him stand behind the counter and deal with customers? No, you would not. No, you would not. No, you would not. He's unusable. But he's able to do this. And he's fighting with Newsmax and AON for the true right-wing nut jobs. Fox at one time had more viewers than CNN and MSNBC combined. Fox, people want the drug. They want to sit back and just breathe the laughing gas and breathe the anesthetic. And all he does is say disgusting things, and people are titillated. That's how he makes his money. There's nothing intellectual about it. There's nothing in good faith about it. There's nothing true about it. So when he says that teachers are disgusting, he figures a lot of teachers aren't voting Republican. And what he's talking about is they'd like to be vaccinated before they go back in the classroom. Many of them are already in the classroom and they're not vaccinated. And many of them are people in their 20s, usually women in their 20s. And they don't want to get COVID and bring it home to their husband and kids. And so what? They're disgusting for that? I wouldn't either. Yes, I want children back in the classroom. It's very simple. Make teachers high priority for vaccinations. And they are starting to do that now. And it looks like by April or so, we'll be back in the classroom. And I personally think they should have school all summer. These kids have had basically a year off. Not that they aren't trying to do work, but they've been at home. Socialize them and let them go in over the summer. Pay the teachers extra. Tucker Carlson says they're disgusting. Tucker Carlson is disgusting. When he legally changed his name from an F to a T, he thought he was disguising himself. And this is not disguising himself at all. He's bad news. He himself is disgusting. He himself is disgusting. Another one, Ted Cruz. He's shown in the hearing on Capitol safety, listening to testimony, a former police chief is testifying about the violence against the police. Cruz is on his phone, paying no attention. Take a look at the video. Cruz is on his phone, looking at messages, yawning. The Republican Party does not care about the violence that was perpetrated on the Capitol Police. Police officer died. Eye gouged out, three fingers ripped off, two others brain damaged, woman trampled to death, officer almost crushed, begging for mercy, dragged down the stairs, punched, kicked, stuck with poles. Cruz is on the phone. He's on the phone. All right, I'm getting carried away. Coming to the end of Matt Flynn Direct for today. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday. On Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Pizza Box Mike, Outside the Pizza Box, my favorite, and Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn Direct, coming to an end today. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.